This is Kansas Profile. I'm Ron Wilson, director of the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development at Kansas State University. September 18, 2004. Brett Fitzpatrick was driving to a farm sale when his truck tire blew out on a two-lane bridge. His truck lost control, went into the ditch, hit a power pole, rolled three times, and ended up in the water. When Brett came to, he was in the water and could no longer move his legs. That was the beginning of a long, tough journey for this young man who has found ways to adjust to his challenging life in rural Kansas. It's today's Kansas Profile. Brett Fitzpatrick grew up near Sterling, where his family had a diversified crop and livestock operation. Brett majored in animal sciences and business at K-State. One summer, he got an internship with a meat processing company in Hutchinson and found he enjoyed meat science and food science work. After graduation, he was hired as a food scientist in the research and development department. That company is now part of Tyson Foods. Brett met and married his wife, who is from Bueller. He worked for Tyson and helped his dad on the farm. Then the accident occurred. The truck cab was crushed directly behind where Brett had been sitting, and there were power lines down in the ditch. When he regained consciousness, he was outside the truck and spitting out water. "I could have been crushed, I could have drowned, I could have been electrocuted, but none of that happened," he said. A transformer had blown, so the electric lines were not live. Brett was flown to Wichita for surgery, followed by extensive rehab in Nebraska. He is considered a T11 paraplegic with a pinched spinal cord. "I've tried to not let it limit me more than necessary," Brett said. He returned to work and even works on the farm with his wife and daughter. In 2009, he was transferred to Tyson corporate headquarters in Arkansas. In 2016, he and his family moved back to the family farm in Kansas where his dad lives. Brett continues to work remotely for Tyson and takes care of the cattle. The family maintains a Charolais cow herd and sells purebred bulls. One day, Brett was reading a farm magazine, and he came across an article about the Kansas Agribility Project at K-State. "Oh man, I need that," Brett said. Agribility is a program to assist farmers who are injured or disabled but want to continue in production agriculture. Brett contacted the Agribility specialists. They got him in touch with various resources such as the Kansas Vocational Rehabilitation Program, Farm Rescue, and Rise Again. Agribility's motto is Cultivating Accessible Agriculture. Agribility does not provide direct financial assistance, but can help people find assistive devices to help with farm work, for example. "I have an electric four-wheel drive wheelchair and a side-by-side and skid steer that I use a lot," Brett said. He has installed remote-controlled gates, seat lifts for his trucks, and other assistive technology. "It's a whole world of difference," Brett said. Remarkably, he continues to travel, hunt, and work cattle. "I can run cattle through the chute by myself," Brett said. He actively hunts turkey, pheasant, and deer. There have been plenty of frustrations. Insurance, for example, would only pay for a manual wheelchair, which is totally impractical on the farm. Out-of-pocket costs for adaptive devices are very expensive. "I try to find as many ways as I can to do things independently," Brett said. He's a remarkable person, living near the rural community of Sterling, population 2,248 people. Now that's rural. Working with Agribility has been a very, very positive thing, Brett said. Brett is a great example of how a positive attitude and creativity can make a real difference, said Tawny Lawson, Agribility consultant. The Agribility team that assisted Brett worked hard to find him resources and make sure they worked for him. Agribility is here to keep people just like Brett, working and enjoying their rural lifestyle through production agriculture, she said. For more information, see www.agribility.ksu.edu. We commend Brett Fitzpatrick for meeting these challenges and for sharing his inspirational story with others. Maybe this story can help someone else along the way. For the Huck Boyd National Institute for Rural Development, this is Ron Wilson with Kansas Profile.